This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we will begin today with a look inside the mind of Steve Wynn, casino mogul and CEO of the eponymous resort company. Wynn, of course, is the owner of the proposed 24-story, $1.7 billion resort and casino slated to open in Everett by the end of 2018. But not one shovel of dirt's been dug up yet at the site because Wynn Resorts Limited has faced almost continuous opposition since it won the sole license to build a full-scale casino in eastern Massachusetts 2 years ago. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh dropped his long-standing objection to the casino just this January after the company agreed to pay the city to offset its impact and alleviate traffic. Now it's being challenged by Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone. And while the casino's been hung up in legal battles, the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe has announced its own plans to open a $1 billion casino by 2017 in Taunton. So, what does Steve Wynn think of all of this? WBUR anchor and reporter Jack Lepiarz saw him this afternoon, saw Steve Wynn this afternoon, and Jack joins us now in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston, Jack.
Good to be here.
Okay, so before we get to all the details of what Steve Wynn said, he, first of all, doesn't give very many interviews.
No.
So what was he like today?
He is a truly interesting person to watch speech because he has this deep baritone voice. And he, for me watching him, and I've seen him a little bit here and there, but it's been about 2 years since he's actually spoken to the media, taken questions. And he has this just really, really Vegas charm about him. He's friendly. He laughs. He makes jokes. He's pleasurable to be around. And he reiterated a lot of the points that he made actually when he was first selling this casino to the Gaming Commission. The line that sticks out in my head is his simplification. What is tourism? He says it's about people getting people from over there to come over here. And in order to do that, what's over here has to be better than what's over there.
Okay.
To make them come here.
Interesting. So a little bit of that Vegas charm in Greater Boston today. But, you know, Steve Wynn is the consummate salesman. What does it mean that he felt like he actually had to come here again, in defense of his casinos? He's still trying to sell the region on getting Wynn Resorts built.
Well, he has faced a lot of opposition, first from Boston, then from Somerville, as you said it. And to hear him answer that question, he would say, he's here just to give an update to show everyone what the project looks like, what it is, what it looks like. He gave us a whole, essentially an interior tour, two models set up, one showing the exterior along the Mystic River, one showing the interior with the slot machines, the shopping plazas, all that. But he has faced a lot of opposition to this casino, and this is one more way to just remind people that this is a big project that's on the way.
Yeah, and in a way, it's a reminder of the big opposition because it's not that often that the big man himself, if I can say that, feels like he has to come to town. But what did he tell you regarding some details about the planned Everett Casino?
Well, we saw the new rendering and the new model. It's going to be that curved sort of orange-black glass that he's famous for in Las Vegas. The big thing, well, I guess a couple of big changes. The big one was the new name of the casino. Up until now, it's been the Wynn Everett. The new name today is the Wynn Boston Harbor.
Okay.
The Wynn Boston Harbor. He actually asked the press, he said, what do you think about that name?
What was the reaction?
One person suggested Mystic, and he goes, I'm not sure if that quite fits, if it has quite the kick to it that Boston Harbor does. But we saw an outline of the interior, the exterior, carousels, curved escalators, sculptures made completely out of flowers. It's this over-the-top Vegas thing that Steve Wynn has become so famous for, and you can tell he's a fan of what he's putting out there.
For development that's fanciful and lovely that otherwise would never have been possible. I find this sort of participation on our part to be narcotically exciting. And that's what I've been doing most of my life. I'm having such a good time doing it.
One other thing he mentioned is keeping amenities like shopping separate from the slots. Essentially, so if you want to bring your kids, your family, you can bring them to the casino without them having to see the slot machines, the table games in the periphery.
I do wonder about his use of the phrase narcotically exciting, but I'm not going to challenge Steve Wynn on his awkward metaphors. Let's get to this idea of this new challenge by the Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone regarding environmental and air quality issues. How did Steve Wynn react to that?
Well, I think I'll let Steve Wynn react to the air quality question.
Air quality? You got to be kidding. Does he say what he's talking about when he says air quality?
the traffic.
Traffic? We're mitigating the traffic. He's never lifted a finger to mitigate anything.
And that is essentially how he reacted to most of the questions about Somerville. He says he's not sure why Joe Curtatone is so opposed to this casino, but he says that we're not going to pay him anymore. He says he's not going to get any more money out of arbitration or anything. He says we went through the arbitration process. Somerville is going to get what Somerville gets.
Okay.
Because we're not going to pay a dime. I have to have a reason to say that we're done paying. We're done paying. Zero. The chances of the mayor of Somerville getting any extra money from us are zero.
Interesting. Okay, so did Steve Wynn talk about why he thinks he's seeing so much opposition?
He had a long answer to that question. And we saw a lot of opposition from Boston and now from Somerville as well. What he essentially said was the reason Boston was so opposed to this actually dates back to Mayor Tom Menino. In essence, both Tom Menino and now Mayor Walsh were vociferously opposed to any casino that was not at Suffolk Downs. The implication here is that the gambling law, the gaming law that was signed back in 2011, was designed to keep Suffolk Downs in operation. Mm-hmm. And the only way for it to do that, as it repeatedly said, was to get a casino. So the odds, when suddenly you had this alternative proposal, they wanted no part of it. They didn't want to be a part of it. As far as Somerville goes, Steve Wynn says he's not sure. He says the only guess that he can offer is that he sees Wynn as a competitor. And what he means by that is that it's a competitor for all the development Somerville is doing, the Assembly Row. It's going to be literally just over the Mystic River from Assembly Row. And Steve Wynn wants to build a footbridge over Assembly Row so that people can stop the Assembly Row stop and walk over to the casino. So that's the argument that he makes, or the guess he makes.
Okay, interesting. Well, Jack, let me ask you, in a way, I almost hate to have to ask this, but I do, because there is another major casino owner that's making national and international news on a daily basis. Was there any talk about the current political situation? I mean, you just talked about how local politics is playing a role here with Wynn. Did he talk about national politics?
Well, he mentioned that he has known Donald Trump for a long time, and at times they have been friends, at times they have not been so friendly, but he declined to endorse anyone. He said, we're not endorsing anyone. He says so far he has not seen the kind of talk that he wants to see from all the candidates, which is the big thing for him boils down to the national debt.
I'm waiting for one of these six people to show me or to convince me that if I vote for them, that my employees and the rest of us will have a better life. I haven't heard that yet.
And the argument Steve Wynn makes is that by lowering the national debt, you will improve life for his upper middle class, lower class employees.
Mm, I also imagine that really, at this point in time, all he cares about is breaking ground at Wynn Everett or Wynn Boston Harbor, I guess we should now call it. But Jack, at the very beginning of our conversation, we mentioned that the Mashpee Wampanoag announced plans to open a $1 billion casino on land that they own in 2017 in Taunton, despite the fact that a rival casino plan in Brockton is suing them in federal court. Now, so, you know, if this were to go ahead, they would beat Wynn in terms of an opening date. What are the details, and did this come up to Steve Wynn in his conversation with you today?
Well, as is, right now, Springfield is slated to open before Wynn will already. So Wynn right now, if this goes forward, would be the third casino to resort casino to open. But basically, the situation you have in southeastern Massachusetts is you have the Brockton proposal at the Brockton Fairgrounds and the Wampanoag proposal. And the Gaming Commission can do a couple of things here when they decide on this next month. They can give the license to the Wampanoag tribe, but you don't know how soon they're actually going to be able to get that open. There are still federal hurdles to deal with. They could be dealing with that for a long time. On the other hand, if you give it the license to the Brockton team, the Wampanoags may still be able to open that casino by going through federal channels, at which point they pay zero tax to the state, and suddenly you have a tax-free casino operating in a state. You have four casinos operating when you only wanted three. And then the third option is that they can simply not award the license next month. That's something they've mentioned, and they have mentioned repeatedly.
Mm. Well, but I got to ask you, though, I mean, does Steve Wynn think this affects him? Because he wouldn't be first to market in eastern Massachusetts.
Well, Steve Wynn has pointed out that he, you know, he grew up in terms of business on the Las Vegas Strip, where you have, what, 70 hotels on the Strip, and he says they have repeatedly done well in a market where no monopoly, no duopoly, that you have 70 hotels that you're competing with, and they have been successful there. There, he also was asked about the Plainridge Casino, mm-hmm. which has seen its revenues dip since it opened, essentially, but last June. Here's what he had to say.
Plainridge has no relevance to us. Plainridge is a box of slots, the very thing that we have eschewed as a company, because we don't quite understand that business, nor, for that matter, are we interested in it.
Well, that's casino mogul Steve Wynn, who came to town today to speak to reporters, including WBUR's anchor and reporter Jack Lepiarz. Jack, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed.
My pleasure.
Listeners, let us know what you think of the new name, by the way. Wynn Boston Harbor. Send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Let us know if you like it. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be right back. This is Radio Boston.